Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's our buddy. He joins us every week, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
We're good. We're really good. Hey, before we get into football, we've been kicking around the thing that came out today that the Cleveland Guardian roller derby team is filing suit against the Cleveland Indians baseball team for basically stealing its nickname. True or not true, whatever it is, we think it's fascinating, and it gives the Indians, if they choose to, perhaps an out to change the name. Any thought on that?
I hope it doesn't happen. I mean, we're kind of in, right?
I would think, yes.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen, to be honest with you. But you never know. I don't know. Sometimes I have so little faith in the whole legal system anyway. How things transpire, I don't know which direction this stuff's going to go.
I could smell a restraining order stopping them from using it for a little while until they figure it out. If there's a lawsuit,
possible.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely possible. Yeah, I could see it happening. There's no question.
So we would just call them Cleveland baseball team in the meantime, right? If we have a season next year. Not to be negative during the World Series, but.
We'll have a season. It just won't, there's going to be a stoppage in the offseason. I think we'll have a season, hopefully. My God, we better.
I think you'll have a 162-game season?
Yeah, I would imagine we would. Good. I would be surprised if we didn't. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to put anything past all the powers that be in baseball screwing something up.
Brown Steelers, here we go.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield spoke today, and Baker sounded like I would expect Baker to sound, which is,
right.
I want to play, we'll see, and that was about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to think. It's not like I'm not going to sit here and say we're a better team with Case Keenum. Just not.
Agreed.
I mean, I thought Case Keenum played well. Now, this is a different team. You know, the minute Von Miller went out of that defense, they didn't have one guy that could get to the passer. So it was like a freebie. We're going to have to play a great game defensively, which I think we can. I don't think much of the Steelers' offense. It has been better in recent weeks against not great competition. But it's a must-win game. It is a must-win game. The Browns have one of the toughest remaining schedules in the NFL. This is one of those where you got to get a little momentum going into Cincinnati, which I told you earlier in the year was going to be no joke, and it's even tougher than I thought it would be heading into that one. So they got to take care of business against a rival that's pissed off against them, that was embarrassed by them a year ago. And so there's a lot of stuff that needs to go on here.
What's your level of concern for the rest of the season? I listen to what you're saying, and I keep thinking Detroit's about the only game you should kind of maybe, feel really, really good about. Otherwise, I think every other game on that schedule is a toss-up.
Yeah, I mean, at best. Yeah, it's in some of those road games, they're going to be decent dogs in. They've got to play better. And I know that some of that comes with health, no question. I mean, if you get Nick Chubb back and he's okay, that's going to help you. Although we all thought that D'Ernest Johnson could be good. We didn't know he was going to be that good against Denver. But like I said, that I don't expect us to be able to do that against the Steelers, what we did to the Broncos. They're just – Steelers are a significantly better defense. You know, they've got more playmakers. They got – they're coming off a bye, so they're probably feeling a little bit better physically, all that sort of stuff. So I would say this is a huge, huge swing game. I think if the Browns win this one, they'll be feeling better about themselves. But, man, the AFC is so compact, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's
right.
Everybody's got at least two losses, whereas in the NFC, there's, what, five teams that have at least six wins? That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we chatted about that yesterday, Chris. There are 12 teams in the AFC that are within two games of the top spot. They're either 3 to 5 wins, and in the, what is it, in the NFC, six teams that are 5 wins or better. It's an amazing disparity between the two conferences this year. And it's why, and you just said it perfectly, this is kind of a must win. There are so many teams there, you don't want to be that one team in the AFC that starts to drop back a little bit, because there's opportunity right here for you to not just to make the playoffs. Heck, you get hot, you can be the best team in the conference, record-wise.
You can. I mean, that's the thing, is that they've got a lot in front of them. I mean, they're only a game back of the best record in the AFC, so it's not like all is lost. It's
right.
There is a massive challenge ahead of them. It just schedule-wise, it's a really tough division. Really, really tough. And I'm surprised that the Bengals have been this good. I didn't think the offensive and defensive fronts were going to be as good. I knew that they had a lot of talent at the skill position, and I like, you know, some of the draft picks they've made in recent years on defense, but like Trey Hendrickson, the guy they got from New Orleans as the pass rusher, a lot of people thought that, you know, he should be paying Cam Jordan, you know, 20% of his salary based on how much Jordan helped him on the other side down in New Orleans, but he has been great. Hubbard's been fantastic. Our guy, Larry Ogunjobi's been really good for them.
Yep.
Reeder has made a huge difference in the middle of that defensive line, so they've really... You know, the Bengals are the only team in the NFL that's allowed 25 or fewer points in every game this year. The only team.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're only a couple missteps away from being undefeated. That's a crazy thing, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could also go the other way.
But it's more fun to look at it that way if you want to put pressure on your own team. I know. We had that conversation yesterday trying to figure it out. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, you know, we heard from Baker today, and everyone wants to say, should he play, should he not play? I mean, ultimately, I got to believe that, and we're going to hear from Kevin Stefanski at 1 o'clock, but, I mean, how much of that is on Kevin, and how much of that is the relationship between Kevin and Baker and saying, hey, Baker, you know, look, we know you have a torn labrum. We know you've got a bruise. You told everybody about it. Should you be playing in this thing or not? And how do we – like, I don't understand how you should balance this out other than the fact that Baker's got to tell you what his pain threshold is and if he can play. And, you know, that and the inflammation – are really the two huge variables, whether he plays or not. I don't. What do you think about that? Just the whole relationship between him and Kevin, and trying to figure out if he should play beyond the injury.
Yeah, I didn't like what Baker said last week, that I'm the one who will decide whether I play. That's not true. I mean, I appreciate him wanting to be out there for his team, for the organization, for himself. You know, there's a lot of pride in having the sort of streak that he had going. And that's the type of guy he is. I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, the medical staff and the coaches are going to help determine whether or not he's right for the job. And I think he kind of backed off that a little bit more today in the quotes that I read.
Yeah.
You know, meaning he wants to be out there, but if he can't help the team, what point is it? And this is really the first time in his career he's had to deal with this sort of situation where he might not have the right to go out there and be like, yeah, I'm the dude. Well, he might not be if he can't do it, particularly against a pass rush like this. With all that being said, what do we hear about Jarvis today? Anything?
Didn't hear a word. Good question. Maybe we'll hear coming up at 1 o'clock in a second.
Okay. He's not going to practice today, Chris. We know that.
Yeah.
He did or did not?
He's not expected to practice.
Okay.
Yeah, not expected to practice. Clowney, Malik Jackson, Jarvis Landry, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Denzel Ward.
All right.
That was a ball. It's It is difficult, Chris, the fact that we've had this season and everybody's just been so geared up for it, and the injuries have just been so prevalent. I mean, it's stunning. They did a nice job against Denver. But as you said, you know, it was Denver. Now comes some real challenges. And, you know, if Andy and I talked about this the other day, with that schedule ahead, you could end up a 6 or 7 win team. And that's just so not what everybody was expecting. Yet, I don't think it's out of the question.
No, it's not. I mean, there's a lot of good – I mean, listen, the margin of error is razor thin here. And how many one-score games did we have last year, right? I mean, we needed an incredible drive by Baker at the end to win in Cincinnati. You know, that was a swing game for them last year. You know, we had a few other ones that were pretty close and could have gone a different direction as well. I mean, even the last game against Pittsburgh wasn't done until the very few ticks of the clock. So as great a season as it was last year and as much talent as we all believe that they have, this football season is weird. Like, I thought Baltimore was about ready to take off, and they got punched in the face last week. Just, you know, Lamar took his worst loss ever. So it's hard to figure it out. What it means is that it's all there for the taking for the Browns, but they could have a misstep here or there in a game and, yeah, end up with 7 or 8 wins, and it won't be that far from 11 or 12 wins.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed completely. Chris, thank you, buddy, as always.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. Enjoy the game this weekend. I'll be nervous as you know what, but
yes,
that's how I roll.
You'll know you will.
That's why we love having you.
Yeah, running around the NFL Network screaming, it'll be great.
Cool.
Yes.
All right, buddy.
All right, guys, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.